Oh shit. I fucked up yesterday. I forgot to record a podcast. This is what happened. All right. I woke up to my brother texting me, asked me if I wanted to go get coffee. Him and his wife had a baby. His wife had the baby. But you say them both. There's something to it that's supposed to be good for everybody. So what the hell? Doesn't hurt me. They had a baby. The hospital's right down the street from me. It's like 10-minute walk. So I can't be no. Well, and listen, it's his second kid, so big deal, really. It's like not that big. I'm saying big deal, sarcastically. Once you have the second one, but still, it's a big deal to him. I'm not gonna tell. I can't tell him. I'm not impressed by your second child. Of course I am. I don't. He's not listening. What am I covering my tracks for? Nobody in my family. Nobody even knows this show exists. Episode 495. So anyway, of course I want to see my brother. He just had a second child. So I walk down to I say I'll be right there. I jump out of bed and I walked down there, and then we went to this diner by the hospital. We see Bruce Willis in the diner, 100%, totally Bruce Willis. Looks amazing, and I think that just and then I was just thrown off for the rest of this, and then it was just family shit the rest of the day, and I didn't get a chance to record. Sorry, I didn't even remember until I was at the movies, seeing The Nun. I went to see The Nun. You could. You, the tomatoes are bad on that, but you know what the tomatoes are? Bullshit. I don't know what you want to have a fucking nun movie, but this seemed to do it. It's the set design. When you don't have a lot of money and you're setting your movie like in Romania in 1952, and it's like, oh no, this was not that. But so what? You don't have a little bit of imagination? I just want to see that Marilyn Manson looking nun fucking killing people. You get plenty of that. It's not one of those, we don't see the monster, except for like 3 seconds at the end. You see that fucking monster. And that monster is a nun. Which, what's scarier than that? A priest, maybe. But when you think about it, the whole Catholic Church is a bunch of criminals. I think I've said this before, so it's like, why am I saying? When you think about it, I don't know why I'm prefacing with when you think about it. That's stupid. But I've said this a number of times. The priests that are doing the child raping, they're monsters, but they're also probably, I guess you got to say they're mentally ill. And then there's the people that cover it up because they don't want to deal with it. And I would say they're really fucked up because they're not even the mentally ill. Like, I gotta fucking keep, they're like, oh, I gotta make sure I gotta keep my job as a nun. Like, that's a fucking, all right, I won't go off about the Catholic Church. I won't go off about the tweets of the president this morning, although, come on. Nobody, I can't believe anybody that listens to this show is on board. If you, I'll say this, if you're an actual fan of the president, and you listen to this show, I want you to write me an email, chris at chrislaker.com, and tell me that. You don't have to, don't give me your reasoning. I don't give a shit because you're wrong. Just let me know that, and then stop listening to this show, and I'll know why I lost a listener. I don't know. You don't have to stop listening, but I'm just curious if that person exists. I don't think they do. Anyway, let's look at the fucking news. Pittsburgh High School to have school active shooter drill with blanks shot in hallway to expose students to the sound of gunfire. I got to admit, if I was, anything to get out of class is good. Now, I'm the school shootings, of course, are tragedy. I am very pro gun control and all that. But I'm saying, thinking from the mind of a child who is in school, who couldn't wait for an assembly, a fire drill, we're going to watch a film strip today. We have a person who just got out of prison who wants to speak, tell you inspirational stories. Anything to get out of class. An active shooter drill sounds like a great way to get out of class. And now, blanks, shooting. There's got to be a teacher there that was like so hoping they would get the job of shooting the fucking gun with the blanks in it. I'm assuming that's a teacher's job, they don't bring in like an outside. Maybe they have a cop do it. But I would hope it's a teacher. Because there's a teacher there who wants to fucking fire a gun. And maybe the gym teacher, maybe that English teacher seems so fucking chill, but really wants to feel that cold steel in his hand, pulling the trigger. All right, well, that sounds, that also sounds scary. Oh, and that's the world we live in. One of the boys, beluga whales adopt lost narwhal in St. Lawrence River. Well, there's a fun story. I don't know what a narwhal, I guess it's a fish. And the whales are like, hey, come hang with us. Whales are very smart. That's what I'm told. Don't they talk to each other or something? I forget. I saw it all in that SeaWorld, that Netflix documentary about SeaWorld being a fucking house of horrors. Manhattan DA's office drops more than 3,000 open marijuana cases. 3,000 open marijuana. Is there like a detective on the marijuana beat that just like had his desk cleared? He's like, I'm tracking him down. This guy says it goes all the way up to his uncle, who grows it out in Long Island, and we're gonna find that patch, and we're gonna lock everybody up. Well, good for Manhattan DA. Number of white people arrested for terror offenses outstrip any other single ethnic group, new figures show. Outstrip. I don't even know what that word means. It's an odd word. Does that mean white? I don't know if that means white people are terrorists or we're not terrorists. I hope we're not. I don't want to be a terrorist. Reddit bans QAnon. QAnon? However you say that. Subreddits after a series of violent threats. Those conspiracy fucking wackos. Why did I even read that? As soon as I saw QAnon, I should have just kept going. I can't even go down that rabbit hole. We'll do one more. Woman who escapes jail for slashing ex-lover smashes mirror over new partner's head weeks later. Well, I love a prison escape. I love someone escaping from. How do you not? It's one of the most gutsy moves I can imagine. Somebody breaking out of jail and then you get away with it. Too bad somebody that cool has to be so violent? Why couldn't you just be like a bank robber that didn't hurt anybody and gets away with a bunch of money? Then I would totally be on your side. Or some kind of like someone who steals from big corporations, embezzles money from some kind of investment bank and then gives it to the... Well, she's very far away from that. She's a violent criminal. All right, that's it. I'll see you tomorrow. Fucking whatever. We love you.